The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing terrific, Gil. I have the most wickedly wonderful case of spring fever this week.
Well, there you go. So what are some ways to spruce up your home before you get all these lookers starting to peek into your open house?
Well, absolutely, right? Because spring is the time of open houses. So you want to buff things up. So I have a cool way to patch small wall holes. You can apply some toothpaste to the hole, use a putty knife or butter knife to smooth it, and then sand it, and then you're ready for showtime. There you go. Or what if your kids drew on the wall with crayon? That happens sometimes, right? I have a joke for you about that. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Andrew.
Andrew who?
Andrew all over the walls, and boy, is she in trouble. That's from my 12-year-old son. So if you have kids in your house that drew all over the walls, I can solve that problem for you. Just grab some non-gel toothpaste and a scrub brush, and then buff, 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 brush, brush, brush until the marks are gone. There you go. So you don't have to, Anne doesn't have to be in trouble anymore.
What about old caulk? I mean, that can be pretty ugly, and visitors notice it as soon as they look behind the shower curtain, which unfortunately they often do.
That's true. They very much do. So we've got a four-step process for that. So step one, you want to apply a caulk remover, something like 3M caulk remover, or there's some other silicone caulk remover gels you can use. And then you want to leave it on overnight. The longer you leave it on, the easier it's going to be to get the caulk off. So, and that takes us to step two, which is prying the caulk loose. And you want to use something called a caulk remover tool. They actually have such a thing. Most of the caulk should come off pretty easily in long strips if you use the tool. But you might need some needle-nose pliers or tweezers on hand because there's some small bits might not come out. You're going to need the tweezers or the needle-noses to pull them out. You want to avoid using a utility knife because that could damage the tub, sink, or shower. So that's step two. Step three, you want to use a small putty knife, toothbrush, or the hook end of something called a 5-in-1 painter's tool to scrape away any remaining bits of caulk that are loose. Mm-hmm. Step four, you want to clean the surface. First, go over it with alcohol, and then to kill any mold or mildew, use a mixture of 1/3 cup bleach to 1 gallon of water. And once that dries completely, you can add new caulk.
What about clogged drain? I've always turned on the faucets in homes I'm considering to check out the water pressure. And besides checking the water pressure, one of the things you do not want to see is that sink fill up.
No, you don't. And to help with that, I've got four words for you, Gil. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
Alka-Seltzer?
Yes. Try dropping 3 Alka-Seltzer tablets down the sink, followed quickly by a cup of white vinegar. After about 15 minutes, you can clear the drain with boiling water, and it should run smoothly. Now, one thing about this trick, don't attempt it right after you've used a commercial drain opener. You're going to get more plop and fizz than you want in that case.
All right, good. Yeah, nobody wants that. Scratched wood floors. I mean, that's a very common thing from just even from moving furniture around the house. It inevitably happens.
Yes, it does. And I've got two things for you on that. Crayons and walnuts, believe it or not.
I'm having a hard time believing it. Do tell.
Okay, so pick a crayon color that matches the flooring and just color away over the scratch. In this case, you don't want to be too creative. You want to stay on the line of the scratch. And then you want to buff to a shine. And a matching permanent marker can camouflage deeper, uglier scratches if you have some of those in your floor.
Okay, but you still haven't explained the walnuts. Is that just to have something to snack on while you're working on the floor?
Well, sure, if you get hungry, but you could also use them to provide a shine that's going to blend right in with the polyurethane, or if you have a water-based surface finish on your wood floors, most wood floors have those so they look nice and shiny. You want to grind the meat of the nut and then take that ground-up meat and rub it into the scratches so the nut oil is going to seep in. Leave it there for a little bit, and then wipe it away and buff again.
All right, houselogic.com/radio is where you find all the stuff for this week's House Logic segment, and you can follow House Logic on Facebook. Pamela Gertz-Kabati, thank you as always.
Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.